This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The United States is at a dangerous junction in its battle to maintain democracy, President Joe Biden believes, and in a rousing speech from Philadelphia on Thursday night, he laid the blame at the feet of one man. Biden says his predecessor's philosophy endangers American democracy.
Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic.
Biden was referring to Trump's 2016 campaign slogan, Make America Great Again. The speech comes just months before the November midterm elections that will determine which party controls the nation's main lawmaking bodies. In a speech ahead of Biden's speech on Thursday night, House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy accused Biden of divisiveness and blamed Democrats for rising inflation, crime, and government spending. The United Nations team of nuclear experts completed its first safety and security tour of Ukraine's Zaporizhia nuclear power plant on Thursday, even as fighting between Russian and Ukrainian forces raged near the facility. International Atomic Energy Agency Director General Rafael Grossi led a 14-member inspection group, telling reporters the agency was establishing continued presence at Europe's biggest nuclear facility, but offered no public assessment of what he saw. The UN inspectors arrived at the nuclear site, even though Grassi said there was increased military activity, including this morning. The attacks forced the shutdown of one plant's nuclear reactor before the inspectors arrived, but Grassi said, weighing the pros and cons, and having come so far, we are not stopping. For more news, please join us, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app via remote. This is VOA News. A federal judge on Thursday deferred a ruling on former President Donald Trump's request for an independent review of records seized from his Florida home by the FBI during a search last month. Trump's lawyers last week asked the judge of the Southern District of Florida to appoint a special master to determine if the documents contain any privileged material that should be returned to the former president. At issue is the status of more than 100 classified documents found during the FBI search of Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate as part of a federal investigation into how government documents ended up there. A former New York City police officer gets 10 years in prison for his role in the January 6th attack. We get more on this story from the AP's Mike Gracia.
A retired New York City police officer has received the longest sentence so far among roughly 250 people who've been punished for their conduct during the Capitol riot on January 6th, 2021. Thomas Webster was sentenced Thursday to 10 years in prison plus 3 years of supervised release for conduct that included using a metal flagpole to assault one of the police officers who was trying to hold off the mob of Donald Trump supporters. The 56-year-old Webster was the first Capitol riot defendant to be tried on an assault charge and the first to present a self-defense argument. Also Thursday, 33-year-old Julian Cater pleaded guilty to using pepper spray on police officers, including Officer Brian Sicknick, who died after suffering a stroke the day after the riot. Cater could face up to 20 years in prison. Mike Gracia, Washington.
NAP correspondent Ben Thomas reports on the virus outbreak, new boosters becoming available.
The CDC has endorsed new COVID-19 boosters that target today's most common Omicron strains. I'm Ben Thomas with the latest. The tweaked vaccines from Pfizer and Moderna are known as bivalent, half regular vaccine, half protection targeting the BA4 and BA5 versions of Omicron. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is recommending the shots to help blunt an expected winter surge of COVID-19. Dr. Rochelle Walensky saying the new boosters can help restore protection that's waned and are designed to provide broader protection. CDC's advisors struggled with who should get the new boosters and when because the exact recipe has not been studied in people so far. Still, the panel deemed it the best option, with the U.S. still seeing tens of thousands of COVID-19 cases and hundreds of deaths every day. I'm Ben Thomas.
And I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.